He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday or Tuesday morning. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. We have a pretty good start here, a very buoyant start to the market here on this Tuesday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average kicking off the day with a 156-point gain to start the day. That works out to 0.6%. The S&P 500 is up 10 points. That puts it at 2860. It's up 0.4%. The NASDAQ up 27 points. That works out to 0.3%. The NASDAQ is now at 7,885 as it continues to creep up on 8,000. The small cap index having a good day. It was a risk on day yesterday, and it looks like another risk on day today. Russell 2000 up 6 points. That works out to 0.4%. The Russell 2000 is at 1,690 as it closes in on 1,700. The Russell's up about 12% year-to-date, one of the top-performing asset classes. Crude oil having a good day with those tough Iranian sanctions coming down. Crippling sanctions driving crude oil up 44 cents per barrel to $69.45. Gold is up $2.70 per ounce at $12.20. The dollar flat against the euro, and we've got the 10-year yield this morning, despite Jamie Dimon's warning of a eventual 5% read. It's at 2.96% right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We are headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am broadcasting once again today from the shores of the Ashley River, where it's sunny, hot, and humid today, as usual, here in Charleston, South Carolina, as we are on baby watch, grandchild watch. I am on Best Stock Now watch in the meantime. We had a fairly good day in the market yesterday. I would say it was a risk-on kind of day yesterday, with the small caps and the NASDAQ leading the way. And, of course, that is following through today. We had a pretty good session overnight in the international markets. Hong Kong was up 1.5%. China was up 2.7%. The beleaguered China market, you know, the A-shares, the China A-shares, and the Chinese market in general, just got slammed again yesterday. And they continue in a bear market. They definitely are taking the brunt of this trade war. I think they made the statement today, well, it hasn't even affected our stock market yet. Well, that's not what I see. I see their stock market down over 20% since the beginning of the year, which puts it into bear market territory. But for some reason, you know, on our side of the pond, the market continues to be fairly resilient despite trade war talk. It has definitely put a lid on the market, especially the large cap dividend payers, the large cap multinationals, the Dow Jones types of stocks. But, you know, the market hasn't fallen apart and it wants to go higher. It would be nice. I don't know when it will happen. I don't see it on the near-term horizon, but it could come at any moment. Peace talks being made between the two sides in the current trade war. there has been little progress here recently. Well, Facebook had a big day yesterday. You know, in my travels each day through the market, I look at a lot of stock charts. I read all of the earnings news. I try to catch up on every all the economic news coming in from all around the world. I try to look at anything that's company-specific type news. But the one chart that stood out to me yesterday, and I'm seeing a little follow-through here today, is the nice move that Facebook made yesterday. Now, Facebook has recently been a victim of a couple of really bad, not a victim, they created their own problems. First, they had the Cambridge Analytica scandal with CEO Mark Zuckerberg at the helm. He's still at the helm. And then their most recent quarter, the FANG stock, the F in FANG, reported earnings that were okay, but it was the earnings guidance that they gave over the next few quarters that upset the apple cart and caused quite a spill in the stock. And I've been watching it ever since. I've been watching for several things. I've been watching to see where the earnings estimates would eventually land for the stock, both for this year and for next year. So far, I've seen about a 10% move to the downside in the earnings expectations, which is a lot lighter than I think the street built into the stock. And I've seen very little movement in the five-year target or the five-year growth rate of the stock. Now, I have lowered my price target from 365 down to 335. But during the course of the show, I think we'll do a little where is Facebook now type study on the shares. But suffice it to say that that was the chart that stood out to me during yesterday's market. And I think it was a lot of the move that we saw in the NASDAQ yesterday. Well, President Trump will host a dinner tonight with leaders of several prominent companies. Where's my invitation, huh? From a variety of sectors at his private golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. This is an opportunity for the president to hear how the economy is doing from their perspective and what their priorities and thoughts are for the year ahead, the White House said in a statement. You know, that's one of the things I like about the current administration is that they listen to business leaders who have boots on the ground, who are have salesmen on the ground who are manufacturing here or manufacturing there, who are listening to their customers, who have their real pulse on the finger on the pulse of the current economy and the market. And he's going to listen from CEOs from Fiat Chrysler, Continental Resources, that's my friend Harold Hamm, who I've had on my show before, Johnson & Johnson, Pepsi. Maybe they'll be, I hope they don't serve Coca-Cola at the dinner tonight. FedEx, International Paper, MasterCard, a stock that I own in my premier growth portfolio, Boeing, Honeywell, and get this, Samuel Adams Beer, Sam. Why not find out how the beer economy is doing while you're at it? So that will take place tonight. There are tough sanctions coming down in Iran. That's causing a little bump up in oil prices. You say sometimes, how do these events around the world impact me and my 401k and my IRA and my Roth? Well, oil prices are up today, and your oil stocks are probably up today because the first batch of American sanctions on Iran have come into effect. 90 days after the U.S. withdrew from the nuclear deal. Iran is not having a very good year. Their currency continues to slide. It's done as poorly as Bitcoin so far this year. The new measures bar the sale of U.S. currency to Iran's government. Well, weren't we delivering bundles or pallets of U.S. currency to them before? Puts sanctioned trade in precious metals and industrial metals, ends that. It outlaws the purchase of Iran's sovereign debt, and it restricts the country's auto and aerospace sector. Man, that's tough. If you can't borrow money, that's what outlawing the purchase of sovereign debt does. Now, if we couldn't borrow money from China, don't forget China still has that card to play if they want to. Well, we'll just stop buying your debt. How else are you going to fund your $21 trillion in growing debt load? Well, those sanctions are impacting the market today, impacting the energy sector to the upside. What else is happening? What other stocks are in the news? We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We will be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're having a pretty good day in the market. We had a pretty good day in the market on Monday. A little bit of that risk on trade coming back to the market. I see it showing up in the tech sector, the NASDAQ, and I see it showing up in the small cap sector, which are two of the leading asset classes here in 2018. How important is it to be in the right asset classes? Well, it's vital. Those are the only two asset classes that are working this year. Gold, Bitcoin, bond market, emerging markets, and international markets, horrible. Being in the right asset class is absolutely vital, or you wouldn't be getting any performance whatsoever this year. Now, I don't know that many of you are affected by the Turkish lira, but you ought to know that it's sinking to a record low over a diplomatic spat with the U.S. You know, that seems to be the best leverage of all. Hit them where it hurts in the wallet. China is hurting in the wallet. Their stock market is in a bear market. Iran is hurting big time with their rial getting cut in half. And now the Turkish lira, it's a spat over a pastor that was captured by the Turkey's regime. And their lira is now getting clobbered. So we'll see if something gives there. And I don't know whether or not inflation in Venezuela impacts you. It does impact Brazil because people are fleeing through the Brazilian border, fleeing the Venezuela regime that saw 82,000% inflation in July. What's our annual inflation here in the U.S.? About 2.5%. Too bad they don't sell treasuries protected for inflation in Venezuela. They could be called VIPs. Instead, they're selling cryptocurrency. Boy, I'd invest in that in a minute, huh? Oh, the last year, Venezuela's inflation is 1,000,000%. Get ready for more Venezuelan refugees as they flee through the Brazilian border. You know, another thing that seems to remain constant here is a sluggish economy in Europe. German industrial orders plunged the most in nearly 1.5 years. Well, the trade war is also hurting the EU. It seems to me that eventually everybody's got to sit down and smoke the free trade peace pipe. But, you know, everybody's got their little industries that they want to protect. That's why you pay so much for beef in Japan, because they protect their little cattle industry. And China protects its pet industries, and the EU protects its pet industries. I don't know. Would it be a better world if there were no tariffs whatsoever on goods coming in from other countries? Trump keeps calling it reciprocal trade. Well, German industrial orders plunged to the lowest level in nearly 1.5 years. Okay, Warren Buffett in the news today. Berkshire Hathaway reported earnings and revenues The stock bolted to the upside yesterday. He's having a very good year, is Mr. Buffett. His earnings for the quarter were up 67% quarter over quarter. Now, by contrast, the S&P 500, the earnings on the S&P 500 are up 24% quarter over quarter. Now, those are knock the ball out of the park type numbers. But Berkshire Hathaway reported earnings that were up 67% year over year. Their sales were up 8% year over year. Berkshire Hathaway, I'm looking at the B shares, bolted higher yesterday. They broke out to new highs. Never has and never will pay a dividend. That's not Buffett's philosophy, although most of the stocks he buys do pay dividends. Instead, he's just watched, or investors have watched, the stock go up year after year after year and handily beat the market. I'm looking back to 1997 when it was $20 a share. It's now $208 per share. That's the Berkshire Hathaway Class B shares, which were created 10 years ago, something like that. The B shares today, one share, or the A shares, one share of Berkshire Hathaway will cost you $314,524.53. How many shares do you want? I'll put in the order, okay? Don't get those decimal points wrong, or you'll have a huge, huge trading error. So very good report coming in from Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. And, of course, he's done very well with his recent Apple investment. That was another thing that stood out to me yesterday. It really stood out to me on Friday, or was it Thursday of last week, when it bolted to new all-time highs, crushed the trillion-dollar mark, and it has remained there. It's now $100.3 trillion. And Apple today is down $1.55. It's down 0.75%. Okay, one of my stocks in the news here today. Do I have time to go over that? We might have to do that when we come back from break. That's a nice little chart on it. In fact, I have three stocks in the news today. One, I consider to be a disruptive stock. It's not disrupting anybody today. The stock is down 17% after their earnings miss. I still consider it a very disruptive stock. I'll just have to revisit the numbers, however. And then I've got another one that is kind of a disruptive stock that's being disrupted a little bit here today. What's up there? That thing's down 14%, but overall, I'm up 0.5% today overall in the market, so I can't complain too much. You're always going to have stocks doing very well. And you're always going to have a couple that are giving you fits. That's just the nature of the beast. Well, the bull market, which was born on March 27th or March 9th of 2009. I went bullish on March 27th, 2009. I put out a buy signal on the market. That buy signal has been in place ever since. And I'm a market timer. And I continue to keep my eyes in the rearview mirror constantly for that Mack truck called a recession creeping up in my rearview mirror. Do I see it yet? And what about these two stocks, three stocks in the news today that I currently own? More on that when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. One of the sections of my Best Stocks Now app that I look at every day are the A-plus momentum stocks. Now, today's list has 140 A-plus momentum stocks out of a database of 5,100. The momentum stocks were down. That list was not working yesterday, so I didn't have it for one day, and it was like I was lost in the market yesterday without it. We had a little problem with our data provider, which was fixed, and we have those A-plus momentum stocks today. All 140, maybe 145, something like that. The ones that stand out to me, just for fun, let's go through some of the strongest, hottest stocks in the entire market right now. Right on top of that list today, Twilio, T-W-L-O. This is a fairly recent IPO. They provide a cloud-based platform that enables developers to build, scale, and operate real-time communications. All right. My problem is there's not any earnings at the company yet. They're expected to make 8 cents per share this year. This is a $75 stock. It's now a $7 billion company. But if you look at their sales growth recently, 41%, 41%, 48%, and 54%. Their sales growth is accelerating big time, and their earnings are just starting to kick in. In fact, I think they reported their first profitable quarter today, or yesterday after the close. They made 3 cents per share. Twilio, T-W-L-O. Okay, the next one on my list here, A-plus momentum stocks making big moves today, Akcea Therapeutics, AKCA, a $3.2 billion microcap or small cap biotech. They came public last year. That stock is breaking out to new all-time highs today on very good volume. Now, my eye has been on this stock for a while. I've watched it form a really nice saucer pattern here, and now it formed a handle here recently, cup and handle, and now it's breaking out today. Tried to break out last week, now today, breaking out with a vengeance on very good volume, AKCA. Another one that, I don't know, a lot of people pointing this stock out to me, saying this one's a fun one, you should be on it. I go to their website and I just kind of wonder if it's not a fad, okay? Funko Inc. Funko, yes, F-N-K-O. They design, they manufacture, they distribute licensed pop culture products. You can go to their website at funko.com, F-U-N-K-O, company headquartered in Everett, Washington. Well, that's my listening audience up there in Everett. I don't know if the folks at Funko are listening to Best Stocks Now show, but the stock is just on fire. Hitting a new high today. This stock came public at $5 last year, and now it's $20 per share. Their most recent quarter sales were up 39%. Earnings were up 400%. I worry that it's a fad stock, however, that eventually, you know, you see these fads come along. Okay, the next one, HMS Holdings Corp. HMS provides cost containment coordination of benefit services to the government and private healthcare payers. This has been a hot area of the market. You know, we saw Molina Healthcare bolt to new highs last week. I've watched Centene do very, very well. And now HMS Holdings, which is kind of a picks and shovel provider to these companies, breaking out to a new high this morning, A-plus momentum grade. Their recent quarter came in Earnings up 56% year over year. SeaWorld. Now this one just blows me away, but that chart looks like Shamu breaking the water to get that beach ball. Seas. I grew up right by SeaWorld in San Diego. I could hear the seals barking in the morning almost. We were that close. SeaWorld, which operates 12 theme parks, has been under fire from the PETA folks. Of course, they made the documentary Blackfish on the supposed terrible treatment of whales. And yet, you know what? Growing up in San Diego, I had a lot of friends that worked for SeaWorld. It was a summer job for a lot of my friends, you know, when we were off for high school or junior high or whatever. And I had people that worked there as trainers and whatnot. And whenever there's an animal rescue or a sea lion or something happening in the ocean, SeaWorld's always the first one on the scene to help out. I think they got a bad rap. The stock, however, A-plus momentum right now as they beat earnings yesterday. Their earnings were up 113% this quarter versus the same quarter last year. Okay, let's see. What do we have next here? This is an interesting list. This is a list I go over every single day. How about a $2 stock? How about CAS Medical Systems, which develops cerebral oximeters, sensors, cardiorespiratory monitors, and blood pressure measurement technology? Boy, that all sounds pretty important. They're headquartered in Brantford, Connecticut. Stock with an A-plus momentum grade breaking out today on big, big volume. And it's all of $2.60 per share. The symbol CASM. You see how this is a neat list to go through every day? I never miss going through my A-plus momentum stocks. I'll do one more here. I'm having fun here. Let's see the next one on my list. The next one on my list, and then I'll get to the ones that aren't doing so well. Uh-oh, there's that one I've been talking about. Reata Pharmaceuticals, R-E-T-A, which has a potential breakthrough drug for a fairly rare disease, but still, I read an article to you last week about an analyst out there that thinks the stock can double. Well, it's following through today. Pretty good move. It has an A-plus momentum grade. Reata Pharmaceutical. Reata Pharmaceutical. R-E-T-A. Okay, now the couple, two that aren't working for me today. Zillow. You know, I still consider Zillow to be a disruptive stock. But the stock has been disrupted here recently. It seems like the vast majority of folks looking for a home, you know, it used to be that the real estate agents kind of had a corner on the market there with their MLS listings. Now they're very public listings with Zillow and Redfin and Realtor.com and others. And it seems to me that Zillow has the biggest market share. Zillow's earnings are expected to grow by 56% this year. But Zillow just reported a fairly squishy quarter. Their earnings were only up 225% year over year. I guess that wasn't good enough. Their sales were only up 22% year over year. I guess that wasn't good enough either. It's a $10 billion company. Now, sometimes, in these, that's another one headquartered up in Seattle, Washington, by the way. This is Seattle Day at Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be up in Seattle later this year. Zillow is off 17% today. Zillow is a $10 billion market cap company. I use Zillow all the time just for fun. I like Zillow a lot. And it has been a game changer. It has been a very disruptive company. But the stock is under pressure. So I have to reevaluate. I know Zillow is going kind of in a couple of different directions. They're going to be a realtor, and you'll be able to buy homes right on the Zillow website. Just put it on your PayPal account, put that nice four-bedroom townhome in your shopping cart. You can do that, you know, just like you do at Amazon. You can move in a week, and Zillow makes the money. You can also get your loan from Zillow now, too. I got to reevaluate my Zillow. In my mind, it's a disruptive company, but the chart not so hot right now, doggone it. Symbol is Z. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I guess it's Seattle and San Diego Day today, because the stock I want to talk about here in the last segment of the show is a San Diego company. You know, I was tipped off about this stock a long time ago, and I don't know, it got lost somewhere in the gray matter back there, and I never really acted upon it, but man, I'm telling you what. This thing is turning into a powerhouse. It's still a small cap. It's only $5.2 billion in market capitalization. It's in that small cap category. But what I like about it is it's kind of a hedge fund a little bit, or a mutual fund on some of the best biotechs as they invest in biotech. San Diego is a hotbed for that. The company has earnings, expected to make $6.21 this year. They've been growing their earnings by 38% per year. A little bit of a private equity type firm, I suppose, as they spin off and sell off different investments. The name of the company is Ligand Pharmaceutical. The symbol is LGND, and it is a legend. Indeed, and a ligand, indeed, when you look at their performance over the years. Over the last 10 years, Ligand Pharmaceutical has returned to its investors 27% per year, while the market's delivered just 8% per year. It's tripled. Tripled the returns of the market. The stock is up 65% so far this year. And it's up another 8% today as they beat earnings. Their earnings were up 287%. That's right, 287%. While their sales were up 222%. I think I have to give that the earnings report of this entire quarter. That is remarkable, Ligand. Congratulations. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered to its happy investors, harumph, 38% per year, while the market's delivered just 11% per year. And over the last 12 months, while the S&P 500 is up 14.9%, Ligand is up 86.1%. How about them apples over there at Ligand? You think SeaWorld's breaking out today? Look at Ligand Pharmaceuticals. LGND is the ticker symbol on that stock. Now, I'm not recommending that you run out and buy it, but I'm giving you an example of one hot stock in the market. And they're expected, it is expected that they will continue to grow their earnings at a clip of 25% per year. At least that's what the analyst community currently projects. I have a $400 five-year target price on LGND, which is a little mini mutual fund of biotech companies. And Ligand, LGND, is currently trading at, let's see, $245 per share. Anyways, interesting company, blowout quarter. I would call it the earnings report of the entire quarter. Earnings up 287%. Sales up 222%. Remarkable. Can anything good come from San Diego? I don't know. We've got the Padres. We had the Chargers. We got Gunderson Capital Management. And now there's Ligand Pharmaceutical. Anyways, well, we're coming to Minnesota here real soon. We will be there September 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. We have a lot of folks coming to our workshop Wednesday night at the Radisson Blu there at the Minnesota Mall of the Americas, which Dallas, Texas has got to build a bigger one. You know how it is in Texas. They're going to build a bigger one than the Mall of the Americas. They've got the biggest football stadium anywhere. They've got the biggest T-bone steaks anywhere. They have Texas-sized brisket, and they're going to get a mall that's bigger than that one in Minnesota. But right now, Minnesota still has the biggest mall in America. It's a beaut, too. I really enjoyed it on our last trip there, and I'm looking forward to another trip to Minnesota. We got a lot of clients there, a lot of listeners. I'll tell you what, that's the place to be. September 12th, Wednesday night, Radisson Blu is the workshop. I can't really tell you what I'll be talking about yet. That depends on market. I could be talking about what caused this giant sell-off in the market recently. I could be talking about how many years the bull has left. Hopefully, that's what I plan on talking about and giving my thesis and the numbers to support what I talk about. Hopefully, I'll be talking about some of the great stocks in the market at that time. Well, we're coming down to about a month out now. So if you'd like to make a reservation to that, you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. There were 25 slots, one-hour slots open to meet with myself and my planners. Two of them will be there, and we shall see what we shall see. I think most of the spots are gone. I'll get an update here soon. I haven't gotten an update for a few days. Last time I looked, 60% of those spots were gone. So if you'd like to meet with us while we're back there, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website. That's even easier. You don't even have to call anybody. Just go to the website, and up there at the top, it says Upcoming Minnesota Visit, and you can make your reservations there and request a one-hour appointment. Someone will give you a call back and let you know. In fact, no, tomorrow, you can talk more, a little bit more about my my financial planner, who's kind of been the unknown planner. Well, now he's known. He's officially on board here at Gunderson Capital Management as of today. All right. I'm excited. Anyways, 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. And if you'd like to, you don't have to be from Minnesota to request an appointment with us. We do phone appointments all week long and try to discuss. We've had some crazy yesterday. Oh, I don't want to say what was in it, but I saw the worst portfolio of all time. It was a stinker. Oh, my gosh. Well, I sold just about everything out of that one. I'm working on it in coming weeks. If you'd like for me to work on your portfolio, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
A solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.